This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2135, Authentic or AI? What was the most popular word of the year? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In today's episode, we show you Merriam-Webster's most used word of 2023, and we talk about why natives use this word so much, plus how you can use it to start English conversations.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, Aubrey. I'm doing great today. How are you? How's it going?
Awesome. It's a beautiful day here. I'm excited to be recording. And you sent me a very interesting article that I can't wait to talk about.
Yeah, I am excited because at the end of every year, well, right now we're in the beginning of the year in January, but we just finished 2023. And I know our listeners are probably curious about what's trending when it comes to English, right? What's trending?
Absolutely. And Merriam-Webster chooses the word of the year for 2023. And it's the word authentic, right? Mm-hmm. Do you hear that a lot these days? Authentic, people talking about authenticity.
Yeah. So authentic is the word of the year, just to make sure that's totally clear for our listeners to not bury the lead. Is that what we're saying for our listeners from Merriam-Webster? Yes. Authentic. Do I hear it a lot? Yeah. I'm surprised actually that it's because I feel like I've heard it a lot in the last like 7 years. I haven't noticed a surge in 2023. What about you?
Well, it's interesting because diving into this article a little bit, it sort of said that the reason there's been a surge is because of AI.
Okay.
Like people are more interested, like, are your students' essays authentic or did AI write them, right? Is the art you're seeing authentic or was it created by AI? So I can see why there's been a surge with ChatGPT, right?
Right. Because I feel like before, because it's really just been in the last year that I think the general public, normal people have become aware of ChatGPT and AI and what's going to happen. Really just like last November is when ChatGPT kind of went live. It's crazy to think about that. But I think before that, I was hearing a lot of authentic when it comes to giving people like career advice or advice on building a business, be authentic, be yourself, be your authentic self. That was all over the place. And now AI is taking it over. Right.
So there are actually two different definitions here that we're talking about. So we're going to share both definitions, example sentences, as well as a couple of really interesting vocabulary words that were in this article about the word of the year.
Okay. I'm excited. But first, guys, hit the follow button right here in All Ears English. This is the place to be if you believe in what we believe, which is connection, not perfection, right? Every episode here, shows you how to come back to human connection through language. That's what makes All Ears English, all of our shows, different from every other show out there. Okay, guys, so hit follow and share with a friend.
Yes, absolutely. We're actually going to share a couple of conversation starters to chat with a friend about this topic later in the episode. You don't want to miss it, because this is a very interesting topic of conversation.
Connection skill, right, Aubrey? Yeah, love it. Okay, where do we start?
All right, so let's dive in. The word of the year we shared is authentic, but it means two separate things, right? So from the article, they said, for a word that we might associate with a certain kind of reliability, authentic comes with more than one meaning. It's a synonym for real, defined as not false or imitation. But what you said, Lindsay, it can have this second meaning of true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. So that first definition, right, means that it's really been created by an authentic source. Maybe it's art, music, and we've started saying if it's created by AI, it's not authentic.
Okay. Yes. Interesting. So we're looking at two very different. So the first definition is about the source. Like, is it real? Is it an authentic Van Gogh painting, for example?
Exactly.
Right.
Here's an example sentence. The expert checked the painting to see if it was authentic. This reminds me of Antiques Roadshow. Do you ever watch the TV show Antiques Roadshow?
Yeah. I knew someone in Boston who worked on that show, actually.
Really?
And that's all she talked about was she loved it. She was super into it. And I didn't know about it until I met her. And yeah, really interesting. Tell our listeners what it is. What
it's fascinating. It's it'll be people who bring like a heirloom, something very old and antique. Maybe they found it in the attic or their grandparents had it. And then they bring it to these experts on this TV show who tell them sort of the history of it, everything they know about it and what it's worth. And sometimes it would be shocking how much one of these things would be worth.
That is really cool. When you're able to go through a home, maybe a family member's home, and kind of search for treasures, that is really fun, I have to say.
Yeah. And the biggest, what was most important always for these experts is it authentic? The authenticity, because they could tell a fake. And there were, then they'd share all the, you know, if this, you know, wasn't actually painted by this famous actor or actor artist, then they would share why, how they can tell if it's authentic.
Interesting. Did you hear that story recently? It's been in the news about a couple who purchased an authentic something. I don't know the name of the painter, but at a Savers, I think in New Hampshire, actually, my home state, they purchased it. It ended up being for like a $2 painting. They always loved it. And then they somehow found out that it was an authentic original of this famous painter.
Wow. Worth millions.
But then they went to auction it at an auction house, and it just didn't command, like someone put a bid on it at a very high price. I don't know, maybe let's say $200,000 or something. I don't know the exact amount, but then the bidder pulled out. And so and then they didn't get any other bids, and now they're just taking their painting back home. And so they got all excited because it is an authentic, but maybe, I don't know. There's issues around how do you authenticate something? How do you make sure it's real? And what is real if it's not hanging on the wall in the Louvre, right?
Like, right, exactly. That's really tricky, because the price of something like a painting is what the person who purchases it determines, really, right?
Pay.
It might be worth a certain amount, but if no one pays that price, then just gonna take it back home.
Yes. I've been in that world this year, in the rock and gems world. It's the same thing. It's whatever someone is willing to pay is what it's worth. So you could have a beautiful rock. You think it's beautiful. It could be worth $1 or worth $1 million. It's what the market says it's worth, which I guess is true for anything, but more so from these items that come from art.
Absolutely.
It's interesting.
Right. So it's interesting. It might be authentic and still not worth what you would like it to be worth. Right.
Exactly.
So that's the first definition, just that it's legit. We say legitimate. It's real. It's not a replica.
Yeah. And then,
there's the second definition.
Yeah. It's what I mentioned earlier. Right. So this has been more in style in the last, I would say like 7 years, 5 to 7 years, with social media, with bloggers and everything. You know, even on social media, a person should be their true, authentic self. Yeah. Any thoughts there, Aubrey?
This has been trendy for a while, and it's sort of not going away, right? Often on social media, we're using filters. We're putting our best face forward.
Right.
And, you know, as we start to realize, like, maybe this isn't authentic, there are actually a lot of fun people on social media who just keep it real. They show life exactly how it is. They're like, I'm just being authentic here.
Yeah, it's really interesting. If you see, or even like in the, I kind of wonder what's going to happen to the world of comedy, because there's a lot of comedic skits out there just by an everyday person or a micro influencer that are pretty funny. And then I don't know, everyday people are taking over comedy in a way. Have you seen skits coming up?
Yes, absolutely. And I heard a stand-up comedian talking about this, and it was interesting because he was being funny about it, but he was really frustrated because there are all these, right. you know, sort of amateurs. He has put in years and years of work, like the grind yes. of performing at these open mic nights and finally getting to where he's well-known. And then a TikToker will be famous overnight for exactly. one funny video.
Yeah, I wonder how that feels, right?
Yeah,
and then there's other issues around copyright of comedians' content, which we could get into another day. But I know there are comedians, I think Sarah Silverman, I'm not sure, but I feel like I heard this somewhere, that contesting, ChatGPT and AI to protect their own copyright, which they should.
Right.
That's a scary prospect.
Right? Absolutely. Right. This becomes tricky when if you are well known for something, but it can be just taken from you and replicated, then your livelihood could go away.
100%. Interesting. So there's a lot of conversations to be had around authenticity for sure.
Absolutely. But we wanted to share a couple other interesting words from this article. The first one was comeuppance, which means a punishment or fate that someone deserves. The sentence from the article was, a certain New York congressman got a taste of comeuppance after years of lying.
Ooh.
So in the article, they're sort of sharing highlights from the year, just some interesting things that happened.
Ooh, I like this one. I don't really use this word in my daily conversations. Do you, Aubrey? I love it. It's fun though.
It is fun. I love to say it. I don't use it that often either, but when it does come up, I love it. I'm always impressed if someone's able to throw it into a conversation.
Well, if that is the definition, a punishment of fate one deserves, then there is a representative that just got encountered his comeuppance. So he was actually kicked out of Congress this week here in December because he just is a pathological liar. And they were only able to do this vote once they had the evidence that he was completely defrauding his constituency, and he's out of there. So that's the best example.
He is the poster child. He got his comeuppance. That's exactly right.
Which is very satisfying from my perspective.
I know if someone's going to defraud everyone, right? We want to see them get their comeuppance. People shouldn't get away with, especially when it's damaging for the U.S. political system.
Yeah, especially when it feels like certain forces are creeping into our government, which are concerning. It was really nice to see that Congress took action on this when it was blatant that there were just lies from day one of his campaign. So anyways.
Yes. Absolutely. Really good example.
Yeah, that's a great example. Our listeners can probably figure out who we're talking about, but we'll move on to number three. What is it, Aubrey?
Onslaught. This is a little bit difficult to pronounce because the word laugh is in it. It has that GH, but it's silent.
Yeah.
And it means a large quantity of something that's sort of difficult to cope with.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yes, I like that. This one's really good. Super useful. For example, 2023, should I read this example?
This is from the article. This is the sentence in the article where I saw this word. I was like, ooh, good word.
Okay. Should I read it? Should I go ahead and read that for our listener? 2023 was the year that authenticity morphed into performance. Its very meaning made fuzzy amidst the onslaught of algorithms and alternative facts. So the intense oncoming of something. Right.
Exactly. Right. If you, I imagine like a zombie horde, you'll often hear that an onslaught of a zombie horde. It's like all of the zombies you see running at someone in a horror film. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
But we use this in this way too, to say an onslaught of information. So they're talking about how, what happened in 2023, why authenticity was so important.
What's another example?
You might say, I'm exhausted. I'm dealing with an onslaught of new clients at work or of new tasks, right? It just means like a lot. I'm having difficulty coping with the quantity of things coming at me.
Yeah. Do you have any particular day during the week, Aubrey, where you have an onslaught of work or requests coming in or questions from students, demands on your time? Is there
sometimes a little bit? Wednesday mornings, we have our our classes are on a platform where you're able to get feedback. And I record some video responses. And often, especially after Black Friday, we had all of these amazing new students join.
Yeah.
So I had a bit of an onslaught of, you know, responses to respond to. I loved it. It's so fun to get to know our new students. But that does happen where sometimes everything comes at you all at once.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We've had a lot of new students enter our courses in the last month or so. And so, yeah, there are, you know, our work can wax and wane, right? There are certain days during the week when we feel that onslaught. For me, it's definitely Monday morning where everything comes at me because I haven't been answering emails over the weekend. And then there's new emails coming in on top of those old ones. Sometimes it takes until Wednesday until I get to the Friday evening emails, right?
Absolutely. I have a feeling that our listeners are feeling solidarity with you, right? You guys have this in common where Monday morning you open your email inbox and you have an onslaught of emails.
Yes.
Like, okay, I've got to get back to this.
Yeah. This is our human experience as professionals right now, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Aubrey, now let's come to the connection piece, right? How do we start conversations around these ideas or these words, these trends?
Yes, absolutely. I would love for you to bring this up to me in a conversation. This is interesting to talk about and it's very new, very trendy. So the first option is you can say, can you tell if something is authentic or if it was created by AI? I would love this to start a conversation by asking that and then to talk about all of the different things that could be created by AI that we didn't realize.
Oh, it's so true. I'm sure it'll get harder and harder to tell as time goes on, right? So that's one conversation starter. Again, can you tell if something is authentic or if it was created by AI? Then we can ask, how do you tell? How can you tell? We can ask follow-up questions, right?
Yes. Oh, this is going to be a very robust conversation where there's so much to talk about, and asking people's opinions about it as well. But this is a great way to dive in with that question.
And another one, do you feel you're good at being your authentic self?
Right. Yeah, so this is the second meaning of authentic, right? Mm-hmm, and this is an interesting conversation as well to really deepen a connection with someone to ask if they feel like they're being their authentic self. What do you think, Lindsay? Do you feel you're good at being your authentic self?
Yeah, I feel like on this show, I'm pretty authentic, right? For the most part, pretty authentic. I'd say I do an above average job. There are times when I struggle with it in my social life, for example. But yeah, overall, by this time in life, I think I'm getting it.
Yes, right. I feel like here at Allers English, we're pretty good about that, right? We're letting you know a lot of details and it makes it fun, right? We want to connect with you just like we want you to be able to connect with others in English. So we try to be pretty authentic.
All right, 100%. Let's do our role play. So here, Aubrey, we are at the airport. We're waiting for a flight, hopefully going somewhere fun and glamorous.
Yes. Here we go.
All right. So there's quite the onslaught of people here today.
Right? It's so packed.
We're definitely getting an authentic airport experience.
Maybe I deserve it. I've been really grumpy lately and haven't always been patient. I'm worried I'm going to get my comeuppance.
That surprises me. I feel like when you're being your authentic self, you're so cheerful.
Nice. I like this. We threw them all in here today.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So we're sitting in the airport. Maybe we've checked in and then we're just watching all these people walk by. And it's just incredible, the volume. And I say, there's quite the onslaught of people here today.
Exactly. And that would just mean there's a big crowd, a lot of people. And at an airport, this is pretty standard.
Oh, for sure. Especially certain airports. The Denver airport, DIA, has become really, really busy, busier than what they built it for, because it's such a connection point in the middle of the country for so many flights. And it is just like, it's a zoo all the time. It's wild.
Yes. Always an onslaught of people.
Sure. Yeah. And I said, we're definitely getting an authentic airport experience. Okay.
Yeah. So we're saying, right, this is sort of assumed about airports that they're busy, lots of people. So we would say, this is an authentic airport experience. It would be, if it were less crowded, if there weren't very many people, then you might say, oh, this isn't what I expected. It doesn't feel like the authentic airport experience.
Right. Exactly. And then the last thing we said was what?
Well, I said comeuppance, right? I had a little more difficulty throwing this in, but this is something I might say about myself. Be like, well, I've been grumpy lately. So it's almost like karma. I've been a little grumpy. I haven't been patient. Maybe I'm going to get my comeuppance. Okay. It's another way of saying like, I'm not building up good karma.
To get what's coming for you. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
okay.
Maybe I'll deserve it.
And then I said, that surprises me. I feel like when you're being your authentic self, you're so cheerful, right? So I push back and what I see is that you're cheerful. You know, I mean, we all have bad days, right? It doesn't mean we need to have bad karma, right?
No, exactly.
So,
Yeah. Right. So this is more just an interesting, you're sort of complimenting and also giving me sort of an opening to share why I've been grumpy. Like, what's going on? You know, yeah. I feel like that's sort of out of character for you is what you're saying here.
Interesting. I like it. Okay. What's our takeaway for today about authentic and these other bonus phrases?
Yeah, I think it's not that surprising that authentic was chosen as the word of the year, right? People are starting to appreciate authentic work in the art world with AI and everything that's happening. And it's fun just to think about. I love that they choose a word of the year. It's fun to know which words are trending.
Yeah, it'll be super interesting to see in the next 10 years as AI starts to take over certain industries, what will be the status of authenticity, right? Maybe authentic creation creators. When something is authentically created and we know it, I feel like that'll be elevated even more because it's like a artisanal by hand type thing.
Yes. And I won't be surprised, you know, if we go that way more and more. I already feel that way. I love going to arts and crafts fairs and seeing all of these artisanal wares that are created by hand, the love that's put into them and the talent. So we might go that way more and more.
Super interesting. We'll have to see what happens. All right. So guys, hit follow on the show. Don't miss it because it's going to be a good year for All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, that is our motto here. Come along with us 4 days a week. Right, Aubrey?
Yes. Awesome. I will see you next time, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.